Hey, beautiful badasses. Have you or your partner ever struggled with porn addiction and felt its damaging effects on your self-esteem, relationships, or just overall well-being? This is a topic that many find so difficult to talk about, yet it affects so many of us. That's exactly why we're addressing it today. These unspoken emotions and thoughts, if left unaddressed, can disconnect us from ourselves and one another. In today's episode, we'll explore this issue with Nick Travis, who shares his journey from addiction to self-mastery. Join us as we uncover practical insights and real and authentic stories that guide us toward healing and reconnection. I'm your host, Amber McCray, and welcome back to another episode of Connection Over Perfection, the podcast dedicated to empowering women to reconnect after trauma. Meet Nick, a dedicated coach in self-mastery and personal development. Nick's journey is nothing short of amazing, a true OG from the depths of addiction to the pinnacle of personal wellness and success. His story is one of grit, of hitting rock bottom and discovering that there is strength to rise above. Through years of dedication, Nick has not only conquered his challenges, but has turned his trials into a testament of hope, guiding others to help them unlock their fullest potential as well. Today, Nick will share the raw and real details of his path to self-discovery, the vision of his highest self, Nick 10.0, and the daily non-negotiables that keep him aligned with this purpose. His insights are a compass for anyone navigating the craziness of the sea of self-doubt or those just simply striving for their personal best. So let's jump into a conversation about growth, self-love, and the purest and truest selves. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you for having me, Amber. Man, I'm so excited. Like, we were just chatting. We were just like, man, hit the record because we don't want to miss anything for everybody.
I was like, this is good stuff. Wait.
I'm like, hit that record button. Just go. But I'm excited to be here and just share my story and just honestly just tell everything today to everybody of what has worked for me at 23, because the young cats and the old cats as well, where they're like, oh, you're just 23. So like, what do you know? You know what I'm saying? I had taken the time since I was like 16, even down to 14 years old, and have found keys along my path that I can definitely give to everybody on this podcast today. So I'm excited to be here, really share my story. And once again, really share all the keys and the wisdom and everything I've gained. You know, I had to go through all the failure so far at 23 to gain all this wisdom to give to all of you guys today. So once again, I'm excited to be here and share everything.
I love that. And I love that you said keys, because my husband would be laughing right now because I am a key searcher. I played Zelda since I was a child, and I search for keys in this journey so that I can help others. So I love that you said that. Now we're best friends, so we can move on. No,
100%.
Nick is extremely vulnerable and takes time to share with us about his porn addiction and its huge impact on his life.
It was so bad to the point that it was diminishing my confidence. I felt weak. I felt worthless. I didn't want to get up most of my days throughout high school. I was very antisocial. I would lash out, especially just to my loved ones, even just people like at school or anybody I came across. I never really had a social group. I was always the odd man out, quote unquote, or the person that always went left field. Like, I remember, especially in my high school years, any woman I came across, I remember when I was on porn, is that I would just objectify the fuck out and be like, God damn, like, I just want to fuck the shit out of you. But I'm like, that woman has a soul. Like, she has a spirit to her. Like, and then I remember when I was off porn, this was like after July 2022. And then I was really, really appreciative of like, wow, like, this is a beautiful spirit. Like, the way she looks, the way she carries herself, like, really could take the time and the awareness at that level to say, wow, I'm not just gonna fuck the shit out of you. Like, that's not all I just want to do. That was me, like, with porn. And then especially just talking to women, it would be really shaky. I would put them all on a pedestal because that's how I was viewing them. And I put them as a higher value or a higher self compared to myself. So I diminished myself Like, I always had a public speaking problem from this. Just overall, just like confidence and self-belief, like to really pull it off. Like, I just wouldn't show. I wouldn't express myself. That's what the porn did. It just wouldn't, it would keep me in this cage. It would keep me locked up and I couldn't unleash what the fuck is actually in Nick Drivis, you know, to its fullest extent. So that's why I say the 10.0 Nick, right? And that's why I teach in my program to turn people into their 10.0 self. Because any vice or anything with the porn, it can literally make you just trapped in your own endless loop. And that's what it did with women especially, or just talking to people in it. And it really just made me a very low standard on myself. And anytime that I had something that was out of my comfort zone, especially so for the women or just a presentation, that's where it really messed me up. And it was because I put everything on a pedestal. When I was in high school, it was always to get to the NBA. That was my goal. And I noticed that I always came up short. I never even made the school team. And I found that I was running to the porn. Like, I would shoot hoops. I had the work ethic. That was the main thing. Like, the drive was there. I could do it all, like, 7 hours shooting hoops. All the drills I found on YouTube, self-taught. Went to the top coaches even. And they said the same thing, what I'll get at in a second, is that it was because I was running to the porn, I was just not being my full self, is that I didn't have the self-belief. Because the top coaches, they were training like LeBron James, Kevin Durant, all these guys. And I kept trying to find myself. I was like, what the fuck? Anything that I did, I could do it, but I didn't really want to do it or really believe in myself. I go off to college. Now I've really got suicidal thoughts, dark cloud over my head. I'm like, school? College, I'm like, goddamn, it was so hard in fucking high school. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And I just start doing my own thing. I'm finding my own path. I'm finding how to do stuff online. I go on TikTok. I blow up after like a year. I finally have some purpose. So at this point, I'm like 200 days clean, no porn, no anything. But the thing was, is that I found I was still going for the clout. I was just like, ooh, can I get like 10,000 followers today? And it messed me up. You know what? I'm going to go back to the porn because this is what satisfies me. This is not going to work. And then it wasn't stable. So at this point, I'm down in the fucking trenches once again for about a year, year and a half. Now I start learning about sales and marketing and running a coaching business because I noticed I had thousands of leads coming in. I just didn't know how to close or anything. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, yeah, I got like some workout plans. I was doing that for a little bit. And at the time, this was still a self-belief issue because even when I was trying to do this with people, like telling them, they weren't really buying. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So again, another thing that had tremendous, tremendous work ethic. It was with anything that I did, with the track, with the basketball as well. Posting online, I wouldn't miss. Bop, 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 bop. So then same thing happens again, July 27, 2022 to be exact. This is the turning point. Now, I went from being super skinny in high school. I didn't know how to work out or anything of that sort. I'm 22 now. I'm still finding myself and I'm overweight now. I'm the total opposite. So I've been on both sides of the spectrum in terms of weight loss and all that. So I'm just like, I'm so done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm really having suicidal attempts with myself, drowning myself in the bathtub. And I would like purposely try to like cut myself. I was also a really violent person as well. Besides just lashing out, used to beat the fuck out of people just because they gave me the stink eye, would start shit with people.
So Nick does a great job at highlighting guilt and shame from his porn addiction and how it severely hindered his confidence. He felt trapped in a cycle of self-doubt and low self-worth, low self-esteem, making it really difficult to believe in himself and his abilities. This lack of confidence not only affected his personal relationships, but also just his overall well-being. We all experience moments of self-doubt and lack of confidence, whether related to porn or not. These feelings of inadequacy can be overwhelming and prevent us from reaching our fullest potential. As you will hear in a moment, I face similar challenges myself.
I'm feeling personally attacked right now. This is like hitting home.
Oh, we're hitting nerves, Amber. We're hitting nerves. But this is like, this is what it is. It's like that calling for that next level up for yourself, you know, and everybody that's listening. It's like,
it is. Shit. It is. I don't have chills. I feel super called out. Like, I'm the same way. I'm like, oh shit, he's talking to me because I work. I got the work ethic. I was just talking to my mom this morning. She's like, you have to have confidence in selling yourself. Like, you have to believe that you're worth it. And I was like, I know, mom, I know. But just what you're talking about is if you don't believe that you are worth it and that you're going to get there, you can work your fucking ass off and you're just going to keep spinning those wheels.
Yeah, exactly. That was me my whole life. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm only getting to a certain amount. I was like, confirmation from both those coaches. It was like, Nick, it's a repeated pattern. It's like your belief. It doesn't fucking matter. Even if I make $100 million with what I'm doing, I'm like, it has to come from that belief alone, though. Like, you have to believe every step of the way. You have to really believe and have that conviction in what you're selling, or just honestly, just like yourself. Like, a lot of people, they just come towards me. My magnetism, they call it, is like very strong. My spirit, my energy, and me going to the porn, nah, that was diminishing it. It made me so weak. And it just destroyed my confidence. It destroyed that belief.
Nick got to the point where most of us get, where we say, this is the end of the road. We can't do this anymore. We have to find a different way. And we begin to question everything and seek help.
I'm looking down in my basement on this day in 2022, July. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I'm so tired of this shit. You know, like, why does this keep happening to me? And I invest into a coach. Finally got my nutrition, mindset, and my finish just right. It was that consciousness confirming and calling me to say, here's your next level up, Nick. You have to go to this coach. You need this. You need this because this is what's going to change the trajectory of what you're going to do for the rest of your life, to give, like how I'm giving on this podcast today. So it was one of those really turning point and defining moments for myself.
Nick talks about the powerful advice he got from his coach. His coach said you need both heat and pressure to succeed. The heat is your why, your purpose, your belief, your passion. It's about having that confidence and that belief in yourself. Without this inner fire, even hard work can leave you feeling empty. This advice changed Nick's approach to personal growth, showing him the need to combine effort with a strong, confident mindset.
And then what's so funny is that that coach at the time, it was 3 months in, and he said the exact same fucking thing that top basketball coach said to me. He's like, you have the fucking work ethic. You don't miss shit. But your belief, your heat, they call it, your heat plus pressure is what this coach specifically told me. You have the pressure, which is your work ethic, your dedication, the grind every single day, showing up, doing everything that's required. But your heat, your belief, your faith is lacking. So what I found at 23, this is like a major gem or a major key, is like, you can work so hard at anything. You can put so much work in every single day, right? Like that consistency. But if you don't actually believe in what you're doing in the first place, it's just delusion. And I actually made a YouTube video on this yesterday. And I was like, it doesn't matter. It can be any big unattainable quote unquote goal or just whatever. Like, you will only get a certain amount of success out of just putting in the work every single day. So you have to have both. So you have to have that heat plus pressure. And that's the thing that I was missing.
Nick shares with us what worked for him and the tools he still uses today for himself and his clients. He believes in working on both the mind and body. Nick uses tools like daily journaling, mindfulness, and setting clear boundaries, which is some tough shit to do. These have been key in his own journey. By focusing on the whole person, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, Nick helps his clients make real lasting changes. And I know these tools can also help you.
This is what I found in my journaling, because journaling is where you find a lot about yourself. Reading, you find it from other people and their perspectives. So every fucking day, like, especially as of recent, I've just been like the same pattern. It's like, okay, self-belief, this, okay, that about yourself. This is what's happening. This is why this is happening to you. What is this teaching you? I ask myself a lot. And I'm like, oh, this is teaching you the next level, which is to not, when you're in those circumstances, when you're talking to that woman, Do not placate or make yourself lower. Just be calm and sane and know who the fuck you are. Because you know who Nick Jervis is. Like, I was talking to one chick recently, and she's like, you're this big ball of energy. Like, you're this loud mouth, like, in a good way. So I took off of that. I was like, oh, fuck, man. I'm like, I need to show that shit more, you know? And the porn would kind of make me all reserved. It would tighten me up, and then the nerves would all start. And then I couldn't really be who I was. So me being off all vices, even just like junk food was a big one for me too. Anything of that sort. It really gave me the clarity and the self-belief and the confidence, especially with the journaling, to say, this is fucking me. And then a big part is just like reading something every single day is going to be huge. If it's a quote, like I have a couple of books, like I love 177 Mental Toughness Secrets of the World Class by Steve Sibol. That book is full of gems. I put it on my story every day because people start reading that one from my program and they're like, holy fuck. Like my mindset is so much more clear. Like just reading a couple of pages of that a day is like, you know, it starts to shape you once again into that 10.0 character. And then that's all you want to do. It's kind of like all this becomes like your life. With everything that I was talking about, in short, definitely the reading every single day, 10 pages, and then also journaling, right? Really finding about yourself once again is on there. Hitting your macros, right? So whatever I have my guys on, if it's 1800 or something, whatever. And an early morning wake up as well. Something that is not excruciating, uncomfortable, but where it's like, ah, fuck, damn, like challenging. Do that daily process right there. Those are the four things that I live by. And then also in terms of like self-talk, but that would just run here for hours to really be like a high level individual. Like I've taken the time. Like something that I'm going through right now that I can share is that it's this, like everything with the state of my business, the state of like where my living situation, it was like, I was hit with 10 fucking different things. My car broke down. I had to get a new car. Level up though. I'm like, oh shit, this is dope. You know? Cause I had this hoopty from like high school and I was like, oh man. But then I was like, oh fuck. Now I got to pay for this car. And then I was like searching for a job. I'm like, okay, all right, let me like get this plus side income. Cause I was doing this full time. And then I was like, I was searching for jobs, did like over 100. They were actually, Amber, they were actually saying I was too good for the position. And I was like, oh shit. I'm like, damn, I'm too nice. So I was like, fuck this. So I was like, damn, what is that teaching me? It's like, oh shit. All right. With where you're going, it's not meant for you. You're the shit that you pull up in. That's not me. That's not Nick Jervis. That's not where, you know, that's what everybody else is saying to do. I'm not going to listen to them. You know, I had to put boundaries too on like certain people, like telling me in my fucking ear, oh, you got to do this, do this. And it was like, fuck, man, you should just go back to the fucking porn. You should just like curl in the fucking bed all day. And I'm like, I just got to keep doing it. Just keep doing the fucking program. Keep doing what the fuck worked. And then when you're in those moments too, like, I don't know, let's say you're at a party. You don't drink anymore or you don't eat like, you know, the processed or the junk food or all that. And it's in front of you, right? It's like a family gathering or something, let's say. And then you're like, should I have that? I mean, should I fit in with everybody because they're drinking and eating it? Or do I like stick to my core values because I've been on this path? And then that's a really like defining moment for a lot of people to either still be that unbreakable character or break and say, you know what? I'm just going to fit into society norm and, you know, have that drink. But then there's the part that's consciousness is stepping in and it's like, no, 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 no. No, been on this path. Don't have that. You know what the fuck you need to eat. Go eat the goddamn salad that's in the kitchen, not on the patio. You know what I'm saying? With all the other junk food, like go grab the salad. So, you know, I've been blessed with having that at such, like I've always listened to that. But my main thing when it was with porn, once again, is that that voice would just go right to the fucking like, the food or the porn once again, like that was my main vice. For a lot of people, it's the drink or the drugs. And, you know, that voice is like blocked off on certain things. But like, yeah, that's with me, is that that voice would just be blocked off. But there's times when I just listen to that voice and then I was like, oh, shit, because it's always guiding you. That's the authentic voice of God, your consciousness.
Trusting yourself after trauma, especially sexual trauma, can be extremely tough. How do you know which voice is fear and which one is guidance? So fear for me often tries to keep you small and disconnected, making you feel anxious and doubtful. But the voice of love and guidance, however, leads you closer to connection with yourself and others and brings a sense of safety and peace, even if it feels vulnerable and slightly uncomfortable. It's about recognizing which voice leads you towards growth and healing. Trusting yourself means tuning into that inner voice and believing in it. We'll hear from Nick about his thoughts on learning to trust yourself and how he helps others do the same.
And it just was massive level ups. And it was something that I needed to be taught, to say, hey, like, you're getting all this pressure on purpose. Like, you had some expansions recently. Now you're going to go back to contractions and it's only going to get tougher. So I keep asking myself, what the fuck is all this shit that's coming my way teaching me? And then what the fuck am I going to do to get out of it? That's where I really go in depth in my journal. Because then I can find the answers within self and say, okay, you've done all this. Okay, now you're going to go and do this. Okay, where's your weaknesses at, Nick? Okay, here. Okay, talking to women. Okay, let's say, for instance, or something, like just talking to people. Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to run away from that? No, you're not. You're going to run right into it. That's the only way to receive the next level up and to just be a better version of yourself. That aligns more with the 10.0 Nick or the 10.0 Amber, 10.0 whoever is listening to this. You have to start running into your problems. Stop avoiding them. Like, they're not going to go away. If anything, they're going to keep magnifying of more things that you got to do. So I was just like, off of that experience, at one point I was like running away my own self. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I doing that? Is it because I have a fear? Is it out of scarcity? Is it out of just my own situation? And then I was like, ah, fuck, I'm running away. I'm scared because it's so much at once. And you're like, God damn, I can't handle it. But I'm like, nah, that's self-talk. I'm like, change it. It always kept me on moving to the next thing that aligned more with that 10.0 self.
Nick often talks about becoming your 10.0 version of yourself. To become who you want to be, you first have to understand what that person is all about. Think about how they dress, what they eat, where do they shop, and who do they spend their time with? What do they like? Once you have a clear picture, start doing those things for yourself. This practice helps you step into that life you want, just like Nick has done and has helped so many others do. By living as your ideal self, you begin to transform into that 10.0 version.
The first thing, like what I always do, especially with my clients, is really break it down in terms of where they see for themselves, like their vision overall, like just a simple vision, the 10.0 character in all areas, right? Not just like your fitness. Like if you think you're coming to me just to lose weight, like, no, that's not Nick Duris. Like, no. I'm not just a weight loss coach, but we get you ripped, like all that stuff. It's a whole person we create, right? So if that's you with like a lot of tattoos, if that's you like 200 pound jack and living a certain lifestyle as well, we turn that character. Then we start to align with your self-talk, with mind, body, and soul. And then each day you're just carving that person and aligning with that 10.0 self. So my 10.0 self for everybody is to be the unbreakable version of yourself. You go through a breakup with somebody, you're able to handle all that damage of what just happened, and then you can still keep it moving for yourself. For instance, the unbreakable mindset, because everything is going to be just your mindset at the end of the day. And that's what I really focus on with that 10.0 process, alongside the physical attributes on the skin, and then also deep inside with your roots and finding your own self, because a lot of people, they're lost out here. I hear it every day.
While we talk a lot about positivity and tools, we definitely don't skip over the tough stuff. Nick talks about sitting in the uncomfortable and pain, honoring his emotions and validating them. And y'all know I'm all about that. He understands where they come from so he can move through them. This is so important in the healing process. We don't skip over anger, hurt, or any emotion because they're all valid and come from somewhere. Honoring them doesn't mean staying stuck. It means validating them so that you can move through them instead of shoving them deep down and trying to positive them away.
I found myself in terms of my 10.0 self, and I'm still creating my 10.0 self day by day. So it expands to never stops. That's the beautiful thing about it. And that's what a lot of people, they get messed up on, is like they start it for a little bit and then they're like, nah, this doesn't fucking work. Like, it's not working. It's like, no. Just keep it going. You have to just stay the course. You know, that's why I tell my guys all the time, like, no. Like, it is working in secret, though. Like, it's working in secret. You may not think at day 5 it's not working, but like, just continue to do it. It'll compound just positively every single day if you just keep doing the actions, alongside a whole bunch of checklists to make sure that you're on that path as well. To get the results, like, especially on the physical, if we're just talking about that, it's like, yeah, you guys need to know like your macros and what you're eating, and specifically what you're eating. Like, you can't just have the cake all day. Like, if you have just a slice of cake for the day because you're eating less and then you're going to lose the weight, like, no, like, you're not going to look the way you want. And then also for mental clarity, like, that's a big thing as well. Like, for this podcast, to make sure that I stay in flow state to be at a high frequency, like, I don't eat a whole bunch of carbs. So I have that focus to give my best, because if I have a whole bunch of carbs, I'm going to be like, whoa. But I come on here.
And one thing that you're really passionate about that aligns also with what I'm passionate about is nutrition. And I think that people, when they hear about nutrition, they're like, yeah, I know, I need to eat better. Like, but I don't think that people understand that it literally affects everything. It affects your ability to be able to have the neuroplasticity to change the programming in which you've been getting. These pathways in when you have an addiction, you've created a pathway in which you turn to when something happens. When you get triggered, you do this. And in order to create or rewire those pathways, you need that neuroplasticity, which means that you need to have an alkaline pH in order to also change your thought process. Otherwise, you're going to stay, your body's going to be rigid, your mind's going to be rigid, everything is going to be very closed off, very rigid. And so when we're talking about nutrition, it's not just because, oh, that's the new fad. It's because it's science. It's actually fucking changing your body. And if you want to change your mindset and you want to go further, at some point you are going to have to make those changes nutritionally.
So like, that all just goes back to 10.0, Nick. I'm like, does this food right now align with my future self? And if it doesn't, then I know it's not going to benefit me.
We see you. It's tough, and your feelings and struggles matter. If you or a loved one is dealing with porn addiction, sexual trauma, or the effects of guilt and shame in general, we're holding space for you. We understand how hard it is. Keep showing up and getting honest with your feelings. Acknowledge your pain and allow yourself to feel it. Finding a safe person to connect with who can validate your emotions and hold space for you to not be okay is crucial. If you don't have a safe person, that's what I do. I help create emotional safety to support others in building a solid foundation for their own healing. If you're ready to experience what emotional safety feels like, head to the link in the episode description and schedule a free session with me today to learn how I can help you. Now, here are some words of guidance from Nick for those who are struggling.
Oh man, I'm getting chills with what I'm about to say. There's a couple of things if I can give is definitely listen to that voice, okay? Because like, the porn is just a gateway. It's an scapegoat from your current reality. And your current reality is, again, it's only going to get worse if you don't listen to that voice. You lie to yourself and just say, oh, I'm okay. Like, it doesn't affect me. I can still talk to women. I could still, get my nut off. Like, even though you have erectile dysfunction from watching it all day, like, you need to listen to that voice to drop that bad habit because it's not gonna do you any justice. Don't listen to what friends are saying because they're gonna be like, probably, oh, it's totally fine. No. If it's really messing you up, if you have social anxiety, if you can't talk to people in general, you can't have, the energy and unleash the beast inside of you, then you know it's a problem. So you need to run into that problem and listen to that voice and let it guide you. And then just really just start to master self. Focus on the non-negotiables as we described here today. Fitness, mindset, nutrition. Try not to really focus on others at this very moment as you're trying to beat this addiction, to beat this vice, because it's everywhere, especially on the phone. It's so accessible and so quick. It's a very quick high. And it's such a shameful act once you relapse and you finish. It affects everything around you. So it can turn your world really upside down. And then depression, suicidal thoughts can kick in.
Guilt and shame are powerful emotions that can really affect us. Guilt happens when we feel bad about something we've done, like breaking a rule. But shame is much deeper. It makes us feel bad about who we are. Both can hurt our bodies and our minds. They can cause us stress, make it hard to sleep, and even lead to depression. These feelings can also make us pull away from others and feel very alone. Understanding the difference between guilt and shame is so important because it helps us deal with them better and start healing.
Literally, just listen to that voice. If it's saying like, "What are you doing? What are you doing, Nick? What are you doing, Amber?" Like, just really say, "Okay, I'm gonna listen to that because that's gonna guide me to what I need to do." That's what I would say to somebody that's really just going through it with that. Don't listen to the lies. Don't listen to the fakes. To influencers saying it's okay, to your friends, to your family, because you know what's fucking you up inside. And on the outside. So really just focus on being the best you inside and out and create that person first and to have that confidence and have that self-belief in you as well.
Okay, beautiful badasses. So, as we wrap up, remember that healing is a journey, a long journey, life journey. Today, we've talked about several keys to keep in mind, kind of like the ones in Zelda, but these keys unlock your personal growth. Awareness, the combination of heat plus pressure, trusting yourself or listening to that still small voice, finding a mentor or a coach. And using tools like journaling, reading, and setting boundaries. Embrace your feelings, seek support, and trust in your ability to grow. Now, let's hear from Nick where you can find out more about his coaching and his life.
A lot of people get me confused with life coaching and just fitness coaching. But I call myself a personal development coach because I'm only 23. And a lot of people are going to say, well, what do you know about life? So I call myself a personal development coach because I can just turn you into whatever you want the fuck in your life to be. If it's that person that wants to, I don't know, be a successful music artist, we just literally tailor it and make it specific for everything. Like, that's the difference because we develop the person instead of somebody who's like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna give you some life advice. Like, no, what the fuck? Like, no.
Nick talks a lot about health and how he creates tailored plans for each person. One tool I really like to use to help my clients and my family is the IgG test or the delayed food allergy screening. This test helps people know what foods are good for them. The IgG test checks your blood for antibodies that react to certain foods. If you have a reaction, it means that food's probably not great for you. Knowing this information is crucial because it can help identify delayed food allergies that cause inflammation, fatigue, eczema, psoriasis, ear infection, gut issues, and so many other health problems. If you want to know more about the IgG test or you want to get one for yourself, schedule a free session with me today and we can talk about how to get you your test now.
For coaching services and to see my life, see everything unfold every single day is going to be on my Instagram. Nick Drivas Fit, NICKDRIVAS, and then the word fit. You can shoot me a DM on there for coaching. I also have my YouTube channel that I post around 2 to 3 times a week, just going deep in depth with everything. Then you can hit me for my 2 levels of service on Instagram, and then we'll get you started immediately in the DM.
I hope you found Nick's insights on healing and personal growth just as inspiring as I did. Nick's journey is a powerful reminder of the importance of trusting yourself, self-awareness, and staying connected. Be sure to check out all of Nick's content and follow him for more valuable tips. If you're ready to work through your unhealthy coping mechanisms, or you just want to tap into your 10.0 self, make sure to head over to Instagram now and message him. Thank you, amazing humans, for listening. And remember, connection over perfection.
That's it. Be the purest. Thank you, Amber.
Hey, after you're done listening to this amazing podcast, be sure to give it a 5-star rating. Then go check out the other podcasts in the Podcast Connection Network, including my own. Everything's connected. Check us all out. The link will be in the episode's description.
The views and opinions expressed by myself and any guest on this podcast are solely ours and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of any organizations we are affiliated with. The content provided is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. As always, consult with a trusted healthcare professional regarding any medical conditions or concerns.